So an advertiser. I think it's for an advertiser.
He's selling kosher for labels. I assume it's a Purim joke, but I assume it's like. Okay, I wanted to go through an inyan. It's nominally not such a long inyan by him, but it's a thing that has an awful lot of content. It's incredible. Rav Hutna had a way of touching on very deep nekudas and giving it over one or two points about it, but we'll take a look. Inyan Yud. Aleph. V'rochol afse oretz is Yeshua Solikenu. So the word afse oretz means from the ends of the earth. The word afse means the ends. It also means like the word ephes, meaning it's where things come to an end. Ephes is zero, the end of something. So v'rochol afse oretz Yeshua Solikenu is that dalsia kadosh baruch hu Yeshua to the ends of the earth. So Chazal said, Gemara says, Megillah, Amos Ayroa, Kol Afsi Oretz, Yeshua Solikenu, Be'Mordechai V'Esther. This refers to specifically Mordechai V'Esther. The Pashto Pshat is, because there was Igris sent out to everybody to kill the Jews, and Igris that they should be Nikal of Lamda Nafsham, so it was Mepharsim HaKadosh Baruch Hu all over the world. That's the Pashto Pshat in the Gemara. Pirushim Shal Dvarim Alola Kachu. So he's going to say a whole different mahalach in why the concept of afse oretz, why this there was a special dimension of gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to give it a very different taich. Pirushim shel dvar malolo kachu lomadnu medivrei shachamim ki gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim mitzvos. Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim mitzvos. V'chikiyum ha-mitzvahs al-yedei al-yodek kavad-yachol oymir hu b'yachas zelum ha-sek al-bikim ha-shalonu. And every mitzvah we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something that's parallel to it. The Gemara even has kashas, the Medrash has kashas. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring rain on Shabbos and so on? The Gemara, the most famous Gemara that says, this is Tfilin demar alma ma'ik sivbuhu mikam gusol gachat baretz. L'umas ha-tfilin shalonu shekosim en kvodi yisbarach. So the Zilum has said covered Shal Yisrael and covered of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So basically we have all sorts of mitzvahs that we find somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. So now he wants to ask the following. V'hine, avodiseinu l'kvod Yisbarach mischalekesi l'shtei marachis. There are two types of mitzvahs that we have, not specific mitzvahs, but in the big sweep of mitzvahs, there's two types of mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah that's a mitzvah maisis, things that the Torah says you have to do this, you have to learn Krishna, you have to wear tefillin, and so on. There's something else called b'chol drochecha da'ehu, that you're supposed to be able to be over the HaKadosh Baruch Hu with anything and everything that comes your way. The Rambam in his Akdama to Pirkei Avos in Shmoneh Prakim, he becomes, he's overwhelmed with kind of admiration. He says Chazal were able to put into three words something that should take an entire sefer to write, and that's this concept of Chol Maaser Yoshem Shemayim. He says that is the most profound memra in all of Torah, and Sfarim could be written on it, and it tells you something about the caliber of the person that could say something like that he said it. So, I mean, we think of it as a very frum thing. I don't think of it as very profound in any way. I mean, it's very frum to do everything with kavanis and nice things. So he says over here, there are two mahalach mavoida. Mareches tayag mitzvah samfroshes behedya. You have tayag mitzvahs which do this, do this, do this. And the chiyuv to do divrei, and the chiyuv or the inyan to do divrei rishus l'shem shemayim. Those are two very different types of mitzvahs. One is specific commandments, details, clear chiyuvim and isurim, and one of them is just kind of a sweeping idea that you're supposed to sweep everything into the big tent of l'shem shemayim. V'das another knuckle. So So he says, I would like to take the idea that Chazal gave us, that any avoda that we have in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to add a drop of hesper. The way we're saying it, the way we read it in the Gemara, it sounds as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is copying us. Sort of, Ima Nechi Betzara. Guys, you got to get up for Shachar early. I'll also get up Shachar early. You have to wear tefillin? I'm going to wear tefillin. That's what it sounds like. It's the opposite. There are Huggis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our Tov is a reflection of Han Huggis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there is no such thing as a mitzvah in our world that's not an echo or reflection of something coming from there. So that's the real intent of that. So if you see that mitzvahs come in two very, very different gedarim, tzivuyim and divrei rishus, where does that reflection of what type of celestial inyan is this a reflection of? This is also true in Ramban. You have kedoshim tiyu, kadosh atzcha b'muta lecha. Those are all, so we think of it as sort of extra credit, something, but it's a whole, kedoshim is a klal gadol that Gufa Torah is totally in it. And it's a different approach to things. What is it a reflection of? Point one. Point two. Me'oid me'oid mefursamim. I'm dvarim ki'ikav le'yishu mitzrayim ha'yishu le'paras hu'bezeh. Shayishu mitzrayim bo derech nisim gluyim. Ve'layishu be'paras bo derech nisim lo'shem melech ha'teva. Everyone says, knows the difference between Gulas Mitzrayim is that it comes with Nisim Gluyim, and this comes with Nisim Delanat Goli. Bevarish Zemes, of course. Av lefi erech oimek ha-dvarim ha-oimdim la-omer bekan, ein zal achiza b'simon ha-chitzayin sh-hevdol. He says, I'm going to give an explanation that is going to be the root. It doesn't start with the fact that this is a nes nigla, this is a nes nista. That's the result of a very different mahalach of Giluyim v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we're going to try to understand what's the difference between Nisim Giluyim and Nisim that are within Teva. I'm trying to get to the heart of it rather than just an outside symptom. Gimel. Now he starts by explaining the musig of divrei rishus, and divrei mitzvah. Hine, echor achilukim nichbodim ben atoicha nafshos ki mitzvus uben atoicha asiz divrei rishus shemaim hu ki bekiyum mitzvus habiru hu la'alte b'shas maisa ve'ilu asiyas divrei rishus l'shem shemaim habiru eina mefia ala achmikan. He says the first point I want to explain is, where is the nekuda of distinction between divrei rishus and divrei mitzvah? I want to back up a drop and ask a question of mine, put in a point that sort of is going to emphasize what he says. We're created in order to be mis'ala, to earn our way, any one of those explanations. So that should include a world that has mitzvahs and averis. You know, that's what it's about. Divrei rishus don't seem to be to us of any terrible use. If I'm here in this world for cut amount of time, and the tachlis of this world is to earn my way, so I should have every minute an opportunity for a mitzvah, or chas v'shalom, a chance for an avera. Divrei rishus is a waste of time. It's neither here nor there. So I can sort of garnish it with a l'shem shemayim of sorts. But if life is supposed to be for a specific tachlis, well, what is it about divrei rishus? Divrei rishus definitely fills up the vast majority of our time. So what's the point of it? So he gives his first hagdara. He says, divrei rishus find their point of mitzvah in the tachlis, in the end of it. In other words, there are two types of mitzvahs. Those that are mitzvahs and those that lead to mitzvahs. That's his first definition. Ve'ilu asiyah shel rishus inyoni toli vayimid adash atizbar tudasa. De'im asiyah zu teshamish machzer l'tzarech shemayim. If what he's doing, it becomes a means for it. Next page, ve'ezu behetim l'ritzoni yisbarah. Ve'im asiyah zu loy teshamish machzer l'tzarech shemayim. Ha'reze benigel l'ritzoni yisbarah. So divrei harishus is something that is defined by tachlis as opposed to mitzias. Mitzvahs are a mitzias. If I do this, then it's a mitzvah. It doesn't make a difference where it leads to, it within itself. Divrei harishus find their world in mitzvahs when they lead to a tachlis.
When we say tachlis, mean to mitzvahs?
Yes, to a mitzvah. To lemashal, if I give what?
Working.
Or if I give a kid a candy in order for him to learn, so the candy in itself becomes part of the world of mitzvahs when it has led him to either learn or to support a dentist in need. You know, one or the other. That's really where you know. But it finds its mitzias in the tachlis rather than that. And we'll see in a second.
It's unknown. It's much more difficult.
It's much more. And there's another nekuda. We'll get to a nekuda. What?
Your
kavanah. Well, I want to take the word kavanah that you mentioned. Do you know what the word kavanah means? Kivun, in other words, direction. It's like in physics, you have a vector, which is a speed and direction. So you a kavana means something is mechuvin to something. So I find this, for instance, in Eretz Yisrael, the city of Yafo is in a certain place. Derech Yafo is the place whose kivun is Yafo. So the shaychus of Derech Shechem to Shechem and the shaychus of Derech Yafo to Yafo is in where it takes you to. So there are things that find their metzias of toiv in themselves, and there are things that find their metzias of toiv in where it goes to. Umisha machkim es liboy bechachmas avoida yafrin heitev ki amunach diver reshus misparishu besfasas chachmas avoida muv acha masho misparish kshumafir miyashu v'alma. He says, a person who is a balavoida and has some feel for it will understand that rishus in the musig of plain talk, of colloquial talk, and the musig of rishus in avoidas Hashem have two very different meanings. Binyanim shel mil dalma ha musig shadiv rishus bo loima she'ein ha'inyan nidim kasha begvulas ha'mut va'asa. When we speak colloquial, we say it's the rishus. The rishus means devoid of mitzvah. That, when we say it's rishus, you know, as you wish. So that means there's neither credit nor demerit by doing it. Divrei rishus b'milo d'alma yonim hu. Shein kan k'pei dechi podova. Divrei rishus stresses that it's insignificant, so to speak. Ve'ilu b'nyonim milo d'shmaya. Le'itochen klal lo'ima shenim tzu'in kazeh shenim gil kautz Hashem. What does it mean? There are things in the world that are stam. The Kadosh Baruch doesn't care much about it. There's no chas v'shalom, there's no such thing like that. I remember I was, in the first year I was in Eretz Yisrael, the first Pesach, I went down to Tveria. I was a young boy, and I went with three, four friends to spend a few days in Tveria. We didn't have where to stay. And the guy told me there's a place near the beach. I found out it was an old Achnasis Orchim, built 150 years ago, maybe by Talmid Baal Shem Tov. Hadn't been cleaned since then, I think. But you know, that was there. And yeah, it was okay, I guess. And we tried to rent a boat to go rowing on the Kinneret. So there were motorboats, and we didn't want a motorboat. So we wanted a boat, but I didn't know how to say a boat with oars. I didn't know how to say that in Hebrew. So I said, "An rotzer stam sirah." I just want a plain boat. So the guy puts his hand on me and he says, "Chabub," he says, "En stam, rak avanim ze stam." There's no such thing as stam. There's, you know, stam is stones. Like that's there's no the rishus. What does it mean? These are things that makes no difference. There's no such thing like that. Okay. alasar. It means something that does not have a present value. V'zehu benigud lemitzvos averush sheyachsom l'rotzos Hashem mevur b'shas ma'ase. V'kan nimtza mafteach lepirsus Hashem v'adbur. So now we're going to go back to that shaila of that we asked before, where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do these things? I want to talk about this outside first, because he's basically taking a lot for granted. And I'm going to try to explain it more bariches. The Ramchal says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu das tevunis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two hanhagas that he runs the world with. One is called Hanhag of Mishpat, which is a direct feedback of it's up to us to do it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacts. If I do a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacts by moving us forward a step. Do an aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacts by moving back us back, and so on. That's one halach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those are things that are in the present. There's an immediate consequence. A person does a mitzvah, there's a malach tov, there's whatever that's created, a person does an aveira, there's an immediate consequence. When a person does, then there's another anhaga called what he calls anhagas ayichud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving the world towards a direction that he wants. And whether we like it or not, and whether we do averis or whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still moving the world to such in a direction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will dominate. The nafgemina between two mahalchim, one is benigla, one is benista. Benigla means the mahalach of mishpat, as much as we could see, is in the present, and the mahalach of nister is always in the future. By definition, the word nister means it's hidden. So that means that I can never see it now. That all of these steps that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing the world closer to Mashiach, we will see it when Mashiach comes. We're not going to see it before. Like the Rambam says, there's going to be there's going to be 1,001 kitzim that people will come up with. None of them true. When it comes, Lemaisa, we're going to know it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two hugs in the world. One is a hanhaga of what is, and one is a hanhaga of what will be. I want to go a step further with this. The world, the two layers of the world that we know of are guf and neshama. Or the das of a person, seichel of a person, and the chitzonis of the person, and the maisim of a person. The das of a person is always relevant for what will be. Whatever I'm thinking is invisible. All it means is what I will do. So thought reveals itself in the world from what will be. Chachma and pnim and nister always reveal themselves in what's going to be, as opposed to maisa, which is as it is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mahalchim in the world are two mahalchim. There's chachmasa yisparach, and there's maisa yisparach. I would package chachma and rotzen as one package, and maisa yisparach. Maisim are revealed as is. And chachma and ritzoyne yisparach is revealed in what will be. There's a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yudke Vavke, which is what is, and there's a shame Eheke, which is what will be. And those are two Giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they go hand in hand. We can see one, and we can realize the other one when it happens. Those are the two core hanhagos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave us the same two mahalchim. Let's think a little bit about this. And let's, when I see a maisa, let's say a person put his hand down. So all I can describe is what happened. I don't exactly know, I don't see chachma. Chachma I always see in a tziruf of events. It's just like science. no piece of data is reveals a pattern. A pattern reveals a pattern. You know, it's any one event is one event. And that's all it is. Somebody once said that when kids say everyone has, it's a statistic built on a sampling of one. That's the way it was described. Any one particular point is never ever anything other than a metzias. A mahalach requires 2+ points. When it's the connection of where something is leading to. So like by Shaul, you know, when David missed once, he said, maybe it's a mikra. A mikra means the event has no significance beyond what it is. He was out for a day. Twice is, you know, the minimum of chazakah is twice. Machloikas if 2 times, 3 times, but and chazakah means it's revealing a certain sichlius. Not that person is intended as much as a law that transcends the now, and this is a pattern of behavior. This is a pattern of things that are liable to happen. Those are the two events. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 2 realms of avodah with our 2 koiches and our and reflecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's 2 kolchos with which he created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Chachma, Bereishis Baruch Hu with Chochmasa, and Ritzoino Yisbarach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Maisa. We'll see another Knechis maybe later. Those two reflect themselves in our avoda because we are a guf and a neshama. The guf reflects itself in the mice of the here and the now. I put on tefillin, I have a mitzvah now. I put on tzitzis, I have a mitzvah now. Chasron does something wrong, it's bad. When I take things that, when I see a person takes inyani chulin, let's give an example. A person sits down and eats whatever's in front of him, or whatever his appetite dictates. So all I have is this event. If a person chooses what's good for him, let's say a person is, he chooses and picks the things that are good, and I see from his diet that he's eating what's good for him. So now I see that he's put a little arrow on every piece of food and says, it's for this. A person's hanhagas chulin, in his entire sweep of it, the person, by infusing das into it, that's the pshat, v'chol ma'asecho yu lishem shemayim. It's the ability, b'chol drachecho da'ehu, you should put das into everything that you do. It becomes the ma'ase. How do I see the das? Where is it leading to? If there's a pattern where all the things that you do in the world of Rishus lead to a certain thing, then I know what das did you put in it. This could not have happened in the world of mitzvahs. When I put on tefillin in the morning, I daven, I can't say, well, you know, if I daven now, maybe it'll take away from Seder, and maybe it's better I'll be, if I sleep enough, I'll have more energy for Seder, and so on and so forth. That doesn't work. I have to daven because I have to daven now. I have to bench now because I have to bench now. But in terms of individual rishus, because the here and now is not identified, I can use it for the loss of love. I can use it for what will be. Let's see.
But
yes.
The kavanas that people say before, like the shamed liba, whatever.
The shame.
That's taking the maisa mitzvah of the here and now and trying to make it a kivah and trying to make it go.
So, correct. That's why it's in nista means I can detect. I give a mashal to it always. It's like when you have these crossword puzzles. I don't know if they call them. I forgot his name. It's like, you know, they give you hints, and then when you fill in each word, there's another series of letters that form another word automatically from the words you've placed. You know, it's ma'isa mitzvah you have here to do now. If you can shtel tzu de kavana, I also see a bigger picture happening also. And the truth be said, there was some of the tension between the chassidim and the misnagdim was you enrich the mitzvah by thinking of the dimensions of tikkunim in it, and that's positive. You also might have a tendency, like this is the Shchaim also, I'm going to daven late because my kavanas are not up to par, you know, in think I once told over, I told the a phenomenal part from the Imre Emes. It's worth treasuring because it really clarifies a certain hashkafa. No, to use the Emes to clarify a Litvish hashkafa, but I think he'll, being that he said it, I think he'll be happy with it. But when the Sfasemis was Rebbe, they davened 10 o'clock in the morning, Shabbos morning. 10 o'clock means they got up at 6, 7, they were Mavis Sedra, they learned all the Medrash. You know, there was a whole Seder Avodah, and at 10 o'clock they started davening. That was the Seder Avodah. The Sfasemis was Nifta. The week after Shiva, the Emes was Rebbe. He gave a clap. 7 o'clock is davening time. There's Shachris, there's a Krishma, there's Birkas Krishma. 7 o'clock is davening time. The Chassidim were devastated. It wasn't only because, you know, there were people who got up at 10 o'clock. It was people, that was the life. The life was the Chonis for davening. Whatever they had, they'd been Mechonich on Mahala for. And they didn't know how to approach the Rebbe. You know, they wanted, so they came, so they sent over the three Zkenim, and they came to the Rebbe and they said, you know, they are weak, and they can't, if the Rebbe would only understand for them the difference in their davening, between if they daven 7 in the morning or 10 in the morning, the Rebbe would for sure go and say that 10 o'clock is appropriate. It's not chas, the Rebbe himself at 7 in the morning is as fresh, right? But this is not. So the Rebbe said, he said, Il moler hayim arvim boy, kurtif shal dvash, loy hoye yochel odam lamit ne rechoy. Veloma eim arvim boy, vipnesha teira omra chol shal dvash loy saktiru. In other words, had they put in a drop of dvash, the teiras would have been 10 times more magnificent. Why don't they do it? Because the teiras said it's awesome. You know, like basically his point was, yes, I'm taking your point that the davening is about 10 o'clock. There's a halacha. He didn't answer the stereo to Sfasemis. That wasn't his thing to answer. But his point was, in the world of mitzvahs, you are restricted here now. In the world of rishus, it's really in a direction. And the truth is, the nafkaminis between the different drachim and klal Yisrael center around this. And they, you know, in a ma'aseh mitzvah, everybody's mechuyev, and there's no room to use your chachma and your seichel anything like it. In the being mechaven things on those and that chelik, which is going to you know, which is you take pieces that don't have a clear designation now, and you're the one who provides designation. That's up to us. Okay. So he says like this. This is the answer. The Hainu. Mine are going to sprach my pills in the Rodrigo de Shalana. Vishar shekvayan shasol oila. Mitoich meoira megalsko za altar. Whenever the covet of Klal Yisrael is visible from something that happened now, ozor imshak shasprach mekayim mitzvahs. Like Mitzrayim. You know, the yam split. Okay. Right now, as you see the yam split, you know, this is kvayt shemayim. The Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a series of events that led to something, is that type of Hanhaga parallel to us in Chol Derech HaDe'eihu. And the way we're interpreting it, it's not that he's imitating us, we're imitating him. It's the same, it's parallel. That's a difference. You know, that's the shirz of difference. The fact that one is begon was a hest is a follow through of that. The imayom nifka umiponenu emitoich maise ze atzmoi bifna atzmoi nikohu boila teikam yad kwen sheisrael bo batzma pula ichida zu kvoidi sol bakeh emitoicha aval yeshua de purim mishunem kinezun kol vekol. There's not one ma'ira in itself, when taken within itself, that is anything other than that. It's normal. When you bundle it all together, it's tafusan zelaze. Yetsa nesol purim. Kvoidom she Yisrael ein mizbarel el betabas hachroinus al shalshalas. That exactly, the L'shem Shemayim means things that when you put them on a line with an arrowhead, they point to there. Dalit. Vizel Shemoson Chachomim. Kirak bime morcha veste rokal afsar tishuas alakenu. Efes pirushal besaif. In other words, Afse Oretz, he says, I hear in it not only the ends of the earth in the sense far away, but Afse Oretz means when something found its end, its final station. Shekein seifer shal kol dova yosikav nekudas afisasei. V'ze oimek chidush asher yosmarchai v'esta, shemeetzim tivi efshas gal zizbar ala besaif dafke. V'rak b'yishuas purim v'elech hikarna kodesh baruch shemchai mitzis chodr checha de'ehu. Okay, I want to add another point to this about Purim and so on. Chazal tell us it's a pasuk, and Chazal see in it the sharp nafkemina between Esav and Yaakov. You know, it says Akol Kol Yaakov, Yadayim de Esav. This is Kol. This is Yadayim. Zebo, the Chazal say by Mitzrayim, the Major says, he comes with the coil and he comes with Yadayim. Whenever we make a sharp split between two character traits and so on, we assume that they're on the same axis, but this is negative as positive. So for instance, I say, this person blows up immediately, this person is very patient. I understand that. But if I say this person blows up immediately, but this person he does a lot of justice. This is a midterm, this is a midterm, but they have to be on the same axis. So when I say Kol Kol Yaakov Yadayim De Esav, okay, yes, but is it? Are we talking about something that has a parallel? Esav is busy doing war; we're busy davening. Okay, but is there something there that we're looking at two opposites in any way? And Chazal stressed their opposites. A person's seichel has in himself two ways of being megala himself. There are two ways in which we realize ourselves. The yadayim make things that are here and now. The purpose of the hand is whatever I make the table. So I made the table. The hand is the olam ha'maisa, and asiyah is with the hands, and it deals with whatever is done. Shem lachtecha asuya, it's done. The dibur's primary designation is to plan for the future. L'mashal, if we bring a carbon, there's a chiyuv to be makdish the carbon. You can't just walk a sheep into Beis Hamikdash and shecht it. You have to say this is oila, this is shlamim, and the earlier the better. Except that since it's machlokes, since the person is nichshal, so teva shall itidav shetiv. But you must be makdish. Makdish means to designate. Makdish means I designated for a tachlis. That's what hakdasha is. The koyach of the peh lies in designating. Peh spurs people to action. The value of good words are that they spur the person to action. They realize themselves. Tzivuyim, the primary koyach of dibur is always to bring out something in the world. So the koyach of yadayim is Esav. That's the here and now. Esav has no shaykh to macher. He nechay lov lamus. Esav is part of what's there. Yaakov is part of what will be. The Yaakov oichiz b'keiv achiv is that he is what comes afterwards. Yaakov, the mashal that Chazal give us is such a profound mashal. They say that really Yaakov is a bechor, and they give a mashal. If you take a tube and you drop in two things, the seder is the opposite. The one that went in first is comes out last. Was fifo and lifo? What? Yeah, the first in first out, last in first out. The mashal is Esav is the first in the olam of Maisa. Yaakov is the tachlis in olam ha'machshava. Yaakov is, well, what's Esav here for? In other words, it's always what will be. It's there for a purpose. What's the purpose? Yaakov's the purpose. So the birur, the seif gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the here and the now, and that's in Open Nisim, and then there's a gili of Teichen, which is always what will be. Let's see the final piece. Hey, ubeyoyim adin shoyin la'adam tzipis ol Yeshua. Did you await Yeshua? I wanted to avoid a zushal tzipil Yeshua misamekesi be'ein ha'reich b'imapurim u'mashayim ha'ishrona. I want to talk a minute about this and we'll finish with this. The Rambam says, it's a chiyav to be ma'imin ha'mashiach, and it's a first pasuk. He's kaifin in Teres Moshe Rabbeinu because it's psukim, and he says, and there's a chiyav to be ma'imin, and to be mechakel, and if somebody is not my mashiach and not mechakel biyosoi, he's over on something is kaif and teres mashavim. So believing in mashiach, I understand that it's one of those emunas like chias hamesim, like the ashkacha, all of these things. It's one of the emunas, and if you deny it, you deny teres mashavim. The being mechakel mashiach, what's that all about? I mean, yes, it does it mean that I still believe that he's going to come? I mean, that's what it sounds like when you're in an Ani Maimon. So then it's part of the Emunah Bias HaMashiach. If we all have tzaris and we're waiting for Mashiach to come to take care of the tzaris, fine. So that's our personal business, that we do Balavachi, that we, you know, it's usually for somebody else's tzaris that we invoke Mashiach and say, the Gula is coming very soon, don't worry, it's all going to be good. But in terms of what is that mechaken? The answer is, Mashiach is the bringing, the gilui in the bria of how all things were headed for its tachlis, for its tikkun. Mechakel b'yos is how we look now and understand that all things are waiting, are moving in a certain direction. There's a belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the here and now. That's one gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as moving the world and directing it towards a certain tachlis. The mechakel b'yosai is the emotional recognition that things are moving toward. It's like a person cleans up the house and cooks stuff, and it's not because somebody important is coming. So the anticipation of the person's coming is understanding what the tachlis of the cleaning and the cooking and so on is. So tzipis al Yeshua is an especially relevant to the Yontiv of Purim, because what it does is it means a recognition in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha, not only when it reveals itself, but as it's there's a hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu equal to what we see in a hashgacha that's moving towards something, that's going towards a certain tachlis. Okay, we'll hold it here.
Where does the Rambam use tefisa when Kazase tefisa?
I don't know. It's interesting. That's where the animamin comes, you know, Chakalib Cholyov Sheyov. It's coming from the Rambam. I don't know. It's interesting. I guess he wanted to be madgish. Tefisa, a person might think, means just, do you believe in it? Like tzeif and a satir. Could be tzefia is more of a muna and mechake is the emotional one. Could be, maybe that's one. I don't have any other hezba.
You know the Maaseh of Yaakov in Toronto?
No.
Yaakov Kamenetz, it was his yartzeit.
30th yartzeit.
Yeah. I heard this from Rabbi Tiskin.
Yeah.
Beresh Tiskin, the Kohen Rabbi, told me that Rabbi Yaakov once in Toronto, the Chabatskers were making a big deal that Mashiach's coming this year. So Rabbi Yaakov was in Toronto at the time, and this Friday guy comes to Rabbi Yaakov and he says to him, is Mashiach coming this year? Say, Rabbi Yaakov said, "Vasaych anaf kamina." Like, what do you care? He says, "I'll tell you why. Because if Mashiach comes this year, I don't want to be caught red-handed, and I'll close my store for Shabbos. But if not, then I'm not closing my store." So Rabbi Yaakov told him, "You don't have to worry about it, Mashiach. Mashiach's not necessarily coming this year, right?"
Yeah.
So Rabbi Yaakov was mafarish. He said like this. He said, "Right now he's a maimon. He evad from Mashiach." He says, if I take that away from him, he says, now he's a kofer. Right?
Amazing.
It's his heart.
You know Moshe Cohen, Ezra Hoffman Schwer.
Yeah.
He was a matriarch for many years. He was a son-in-law by Reb Samson. He was, they had a yeshiva. So he told me that Chabad made a yeshiva in Montreal. It was around the war years. Afterwards, I assume. So they came. So, you know, the Babatim town were not happy a yeshiva coming in, you know, money. So they asked the yeshiva that they signed an agreement that for 3 years they don't collect money. And if they're viable, if the 3 years means they have, it's fresh money. It's our money, whatever, isn't that so? So the head of the yeshiva, Mal, said, Vada, I have no problem with it. But he said, I feel as a maimon to write words like 3 years when Mashiach is around the corner. I can't do that. No, you know, when you pull a frum card, it's a little different. So he was, they said, I'll tell you what. He says, sign that until Mashiach comes, you don't collect anything. That was No. But you should know, it's like the person whose business is going well, yeah. he's not so happy. The person who's, you know, it's a piece of shoe. It's seeing that the bria, everything that is moving towards a direction,
yeah.
And it's like on a Friday afternoon when you come home and somebody's doing something that's not for Shabbos, right. And everybody's under pressure. Yeah. You say like, hello, you know, things have to get done. You know, what is asking?
It's an unbelievable story with the Samarov that there's a guy who comes to him one day and he says, I want to know, should I do business with this guy? You know, Shmerel, I want to know if I should do business. So Samarov says, no, you shouldn't do business. All right? So 3 days later, you know, he was going to invest with him, whatever it was. 3 days later, the guy comes running back to something. He says, Rabbi Skvin on Moifus, this guy's business fell apart. How did you know? He says, I'll tell you the truth, it wasn't on Moifus. He says, but what happened was, is that Yichug got into mikveh. And this guy was there in front of me. And I hear him screaming in the mikveh, Oy, Rabbanu Shalaylam, right? Right? He says, what does this guy have to do with the Rabbanu Shalom? Mustama, his business is in the toilet.
Good.
<Mustama.
laughs>